today. I know we have a lot of them out on Thanksgiving vacations, and some of us gone, and we just thank for everyone that came out to the Lord's house this morning to study a portion of God's Word. This is the Lord's Day, and this is the day we're supposed to set aside to remember Jesus, who came and died and gave his life on that Calvary for our sins. This morning, we need to look and realize sometimes, you know, we always want the Lord on our side, don't we? We always praying, Lord, be on my side. Lord, help me. Lord, help me get through certain things in our life. I need you on my side. You know, in the Bible, we teach it where, you know, it was a question asked in the Bible, who is on the Lord's side? This morning, we're going to find out is where we stand with the Lord. We're going to see if we stand on the Lord's side this morning. If you have your Bible, you can turn to Exodus, the 32nd chapter, 26th verse. And this question would ask, it said, when Moses at the gate of the camp, he came down from the camp, and he said, who is on the Lord's side? Exodus 32:26. So that question was asked in the Bible. Who is on the Lord's side? They were choosing side at that time. They were trying to find out, what is wrong with you? Who is on the Lord's side? The question was asked. We see in Exodus 31, when he delayed to come down from the mountain, that they worried about that. Let's read in Exodus 32:1. It said, when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, make us a God which shall we go before us. For this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what he had become of him. What they done here? They doubted it. You know, he's supposed to be the one that came up, and he would be the one that brought them there. And when he delayed to come down, just when he didn't, they thought he should be there, they started to doubt the Lord, didn't they? In our life, do we doubt the Lord? Sometimes in our life, something bad may happen. Someone that's very close to us may pass away. Some of us that may have bad wrecks or something happen in our lives, do we doubt the Lord? Why, Lord, did you let this happen? Why do we doubt the Lord? We should have faith in the Lord. We should have faith in the Lord each and in every day of our life. No matter what happens, God is in control. God knows every one of us this morning. He knows when your time is going to be drawn. You may not know. You may think you're going to live to be 90. You may think you're going to live to be 100. But God knows. He knows when our time has come to draw our last breath. He knows when he's going to call us home. Let's don't doubt the Lord, because the Lord already knows. Let's finish reading 32nd. Let's read down through the 6th verse. It said, and Aaron said unto them, break off the golden earring which are in the ears of your wives, of the son of your daughters, and bring them unto me. And all the people break off the golden earring which was in the ears, and brought them unto Aaron. And he received them as in their hand, and fashioned it as a graven tool, after he had made a golden calf, molten calf, and they say, these be thy God of Israel, which brought these up out of the land of Egypt. And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made proclamation and said, "Tomorrow is a feast to the Lord." And they rose up early in the morrow and offered burnt sacrifice and brought peace offering to the. And the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. So what did they do? They made them a god. So many people nowadays, they're not satisfied with what the Lord said. Not satisfied what the Word of God tells us to do. So they want to change things up. They want to change the way we worship. They want to change the way that they think it's better. They know better than their Lord. We make a violation if we do this. We look back in before all this ever happened. Before this had happened, we're going to look back in Exodus 20, 1 through 4. Exodus 20, 1 through 4. We're going to see here what God told them not to do before they ever done that. Beginning reading the first verse, it said, "And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above and that is in earth beneath, nor that is in the water under the earth." He's telling them in this verse, do not have a God. Do not make a God. I'm your God. So what did they do in a couple chapters over? They done exactly what the Lord told them not to do. They made exactly what God told them not to do. That was just a few chapters before. Put no other God before the Lord Almighty, because He's the one that made us. We got to realize that we cannot serve two masters. God made us. He knows how. He established the Bible. He taught us what to do in the Bible. All we have to do is study the Bible, not try to add to or take away from the Bible, but do exactly what the Bible tells us to do, and we'll be right in the sight of God. We're going to look at this. In the Bible, we find that men believe in faith only now. You know, we have a lot of people believe in sinner prayer. Just say a prayer and everything will be all right. But how many times it tells you in the Bible you got to be here, repent, confess, and be baptized to walk in newness of life? Not faith only. Do we know more than God? Do we know, think we know more than God that we can just say, well, all you got to do is just believe in Christ, and everything will be slick. Everything will be good. We have an example of this in King Agrippa. He believed, but he failed as a Christian. In Acts 26, 27, and 28, King Agrippa believed thou the prophet. I know that thou believest. When Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Almost. He wasn't right, was he? He never, as far as we know, ever would say, because Apostle Paul preached unto him. He preached baptism to him in Acts. And Agrippa said, he was a great king. Almost thou persuaded me to become a Christian. Almost. Do we as Christians love God with all our beings? Do we live for God each day, or do we just put Him up there on Sunday? Do we just say, well, I'm just going to serve him on Sunday? But Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'm going to live like I want to. I'm going to say things that's not right. I'm going to do things that's not right, that I know that's not right with God. But it's okay. I went to church on Sunday. We must put God first in everything we do in our daily life. In Matthew 10:33, it said, but whosoever shall deny me before men, him would I deny before my Father which is in heaven. If you deny him here on this earth, what's denying me? You find somebody that you need to preach Jesus to, and you deny him. He's not who I want to talk about today. What did it say he was going to do in the end? When you stand before the judgment day, seat of God, he's going to deny us. You can't enter it in. You denied me on earth, I'm going to deny you now. Whosoever should deny me before men, I will deny before my Father which is in heaven. Jesus is going to say, he's not with me, Lord. I know not him. We don't want it to be a sad day, isn't it? A sad day coming. We don't want to hear them words, do we? You know, the chief rulers in the old time, they believed but denied him. In John 12:42-43. John 12:42-43. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they love the praise of men more than they love the praise of God. Put them out of the synagogue. They love the praise of men. Oh, look who I am. Look at me, how wonderful I am. I'm here on Sunday. I'm serving the Lord. I'm look good, don't I? But he wants it all. We as Christians must put God above all we do. We must have faith. But faith is not enough. Faith without works is dead. We read this in James 2:24. Ye see that how that by work a man is justified, but not by faith only. We gotta have faith. We gotta have faith. But we gotta work for the Lord in his vineyard. We gotta work every day of our life. But he knows when our time comes. We gotta give it all. We heard a lot of times that a lot of people, he or she is a real good person, a good moral life. They live a good moral life. Good moral life is commendable. It's wonderful to live a good moral life. You don't cheat, you don't lie, you don't cuss, you don't drink. That's good. But that's not enough to save you. That's not enough to save you. If that would have been enough to save you, Jesus wouldn't have had to come and die and suffer on that cross for our sin. If it had been good enough to just say, okay, he's a good person, it put him on in heaven. No. That wasn't the way it had to be. Jesus gave it all on that cross. He gave it all for us. Not because Jesus had any sin. Jesus was sinless. Go back to Exodus 32, 27 and 28. To see what happened to the son of Levi that obeyed God. And he said unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, put every man his sword by his side. Go in and out of the gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. And the children of Eli did according to the word of Moses. And there fell a people that day, about 3,000 men. The odds were against them, wasn't it? But God's word prevailed. Put a sword there. It may not be, I don't know how many it was. But he told him, he said, don't worry, I'm on your side. I'm on your side. You do what I tell you, and you're going to be okay. So they did. They put the sword on the side. They went through there, and they killed 3,000 people. Can you imagine, would you fight 3,000 people? If God told you to, you would. If you had faith in God. Many of us would be disappointed at the day of judgment. We'll be disappointed in the day of judgment because we did not obey what Jesus told us to. We must be careful not to believe the preaching that preach contrary to the word of God. Be careful who you follow in this world. Be careful. It may sound good. It may sound good. But if God didn't, if Christ and God didn't put it in there, it's not to be done. Who are we to say we're smarter than God? Who are we to say we're smarter than God? If you don't obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you get there that day of judgment, it's going to be a lot of sad days. Sad day of coming. In Matthew 7, 21 and 23, not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of the heavens, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me and on that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then would I possess unto you to them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. You hear these people that say they already saved, and they know that everything's right, no matter what they do. What did he just say? Depart from me. I know not of you. We got to serve the Lord. We got to do what the Lord tells us to do. Be careful. You know, in the Bible, they tell us to be careful. In Titus 1:16, they possessed, they knew the Lord, but their work denied them. We are people all the time, you know, they big so-called preacher that stands up there, they got 200 or 300 people in the congregation. They got the big TV screens up there. Be careful. They possessed, they knew me, but their work denied me. They don't preach baptism. They don't preach confession. and being baptized. They stop it right there with that sinner prayer. Who's our friend this morning? Do you want Jesus as your friend? Jesus said in John 15:14, you are my friend if you do whatsoever I commanded you. You are my friend if you do what I say. You give it all to God. Do you do what Jesus tells us to do? Or do we think we can do it better our way? Or so-and-so goes here and they do it different. They don't go right by the Bible, but I don't see anything wrong with it. What did it just say? We're commanded to do a certain way. If you go against me, you're not Jesus' friend. Let's ask ourselves this morning, are we Jesus' friend? There's nothing to be gained by calling him Lord unless we do what he says. You know, in Luke 6:46, and why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the thing which I say? Why do you call me Lord? And Lord, why do you do that and not do what I tell you to do? That's in the Bible in Luke 6:46. Why would you call me Lord, Lord, and do not what I say? We need to change, people. If we're not changing, we're not living for God. We're not living by his word. We need to change. Cornelius was a devout man. We see that. But if we find in the Bible where he failed, religion can be a blessing or a curse, depending on whether it's true religion or false religion. Be careful, brothers and sisters. Be careful who we listen to. Go to the Bible. That's the true word. All these people can tell you anything. They're not going to save you. They're not going to be there. They're going to stand for themselves. They said in the religion can be one of two things. The Lord religion or the devil deceitful snare. You know, they can snare you in because it makes it sound so good. They can have ball teams, and if you'll come to church with us, if you play ball good enough, you can be a member of our church. I don't read that nowhere in there. Turn our Bible to 2 Peter. 2 Peter 2:1-3. Let's read it. But there were false prophets among the people. Even that they shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnation heresy, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their perilous ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they be friends' words, making merchandise for you, whose judgment now of a long time linger not, and their damnation slumber not. We're going to have false teachers. It tells us, don't it? The Bible tells us we're going to have false teachers. Be aware of them. They'll bring damnation to you. Don't always go with a big crowd. Don't always go with a big crowd. We read in Matthew 15:9, but in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandment for men. Let's repeat that. Matthew 15:9. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandment of men. He's telling us right there, be careful. They worship him, but they worship him in vain. They teach their doctrine. They don't teach out of the Bible. They teach their doctrine. Be careful. Why do they not baptize people? Why do you don't hear them teaching baptism? And how many times did the Bible talk about baptism? But they'll just not even mention baptism. You must be baptized for the remission of sin to enter the body of Christ. Then we enter into the Lord's family. That's how we do it. We believe, we confess, we bear with them in baptism to walk in newness of life. We become his family. How could they in the world where they did not talk about baptism? Philip Eunuch, what do you say? What hindered me to be baptized? He shut her down, didn't he? Here's the water. Let's go down into the water. You turn our back on God. What do we stand? What do we tell the world? They're looking at us every day. They don't just say, well, they go to church. They go to good people, they go to church. When they're doing that dirty dealing, and nobody's seeing you, but you guys you're dealing with, God sees you. And guess what? The world sees you. The world is looking. They're looking at you. You're a Christian, they're going to be looking at you. They're going to try to find fault in you. Don't turn back into your sinful way once you're baptized. And stay strong for the Lord. We must stand together at the Lord's church. We must stand together as the family of God. We are Christians. We've been born again. We're not that old person no more. We got to stand together for what's right. The day of being in neutral is over with. We can't straddle the fence. We can't be lukewarm. Serve the Lord with no middle ground. We got to be a for the Lord or against the Lord, and that's all there is to it. In Matthew 12:30, he that is not with me is against me. He that scatters not with me shattered abroad. If you ain't with him, you're against him. Are you against the Lord? You're not with them, you are. There can't be any compromise in our religion. We got to be a righteous, or we got to be against sin. If we are a righteous person, we are against sin. If we are for the truth, we are against error. In Psalm 97:10, it said, "Ye that love the Lord hate evil." If you love the Lord, you hate evil. Do you love the Lord? Do you love the Lord this morning? Do you love the Lord with everything you got? Do we try to serve two masters? Ask a question. We started with this morning. Who's on the Lord's side? Are we on the Lord's side this morning? I can't tell you. You know yourself. Are you on the Lord's side? If it was asked in the Bible, we're going to ask you this morning. Consider it in your mind, in your heart. Are you on the Lord's side? If not, it's the day we need to change. You need prayer to the church, we're here for you. You need to be baptized. You need to hear the word of God. You need to repent of your sin. Confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And be buried with him in baptism. Don't wait. Don't put it off. But it's the judgment day coming. Who's on the Lord's side this morning? If you need the church in either way, will you come and as we stand and we sing the song, Vincent?